Good morning, Alert Bay. I just want to acknowledge that we are here on the traditional territory of the Anamagus First Nation, and how glad I am to be here with them. This is a summary of the meeting that took place last week at the Legion end of April meeting. Everybody was present at that meeting, and we proceeded about 5 o'clock at the Legion. We did have a presentation at the beginning of the meeting by Twinkle, who is the census rep here, and she just said, you know, that's what she's doing, and then quickly left the meeting. So otherwise, we don't really have anybody coming to those meetings. That was just a necessary event. We also had a special meeting the week before about the firewood that was cut up at the campground, and it was decided that some of that will be kept for use in the campsite, but we will be dispensing that out to people in the village. If you want one, call the village office, and it's going to cost about $100 for a dump truck load. Logs will be 8 to 10 feet long, and then, of course, you have to process it once you get it. But just call the village office and put your name on the list for that. Also, we had, you know, there's all of that slash that is on the lot, and we were sort of trying to make some arrangements for that to be disposed of. It can't be burned where it is because of the regulations, but So we can take that stuff up at the dump, although we just cleared the campsite, and there's a lot of debris up there in the way, so until that gets burned, there's not a lot of space. But in the future, that, and sometime in the near future, hopefully that stuff can be trucked up at the owner's expense, and then the village staff will burn that. And there's a per yard charge for those. I think it's $20 a yard. But that's for anybody that has more debris than they can burn in their small allowed fires in their backyard. So anyway, on with the meeting. So we went through all the regular stuff and adopted the agenda. There were no petitions or delegations, no old business. There was new business, a permit tree cutting application for 87 Willow, Lot 3 on Cedar. It was moved and seconded that upon receipt of payment of service connections and building fees and assurance of setbacks, registered statutory right-of-way, driveway, and parking requirements, the building permit will be approved. Tree cutting application permit, 392 Cedar Street. Mayor Buchanan recused himself for this item. It was moved and seconded that tree cutting permit for 392 Cedar be approved. And there was also an application to extend the monthly campground rental for a resident there. It was moved and seconded that the monthly rental application for an additional six-month period from May 1st to October 31st be approved based on payment in full of outstanding amounts, and monthly payments are being made in advance. The golf cart survey results from the mail-out were received for information. I believe we had 92 people in favor of the golf carts and 37 people opposed, and there were lots of excellent comments. So we will continue. There was a lot of discussion of this at the council meeting. I mean, there are several councillors who don't think this is a good idea. I don't know. Anyway, somebody was saying that they had to be, these golf carts will have to be inspected and trailered to an inspection center, and you know, it's kind of ridiculous. I'm going to look into what Chase does about this, and I, you know, neglected to say to this counselor, when did you last have your car inspected? I mean, we just trust people to have the regulated, like they need to have brakes, they need to have turn signals, they need to have seat belts. So my way of thinking, a personal assurance check that those items are there and before the permit is issued. Anyway, there'll be more about this. City of Penticton had a request for support to challenge the provincial paramountcy. This is an interesting thing. I guess the British Columbia government overrode some decision that the council made, and then so they're making a big stink about this. But, you know, in thinking about it, we discussed this. I mean, there are issues that where the provincial government should have really trump over us. Trump in the small t sense. You know, for instance, if a council was to pass a kind of a racist bylaw, and then the province would come in and override that. So in this case, it had to do with housing the homeless. And yeah, it's an interesting. Anyway, we're not sending a letter of support, but we just filed that. If you're interested, you could receive have a look at the letter and read it. Coexisting with Carnivores Alliance request for support, a moratorium on recreational hunting of wolves. We did agree with that, and we'll write a letter of support. Elphinstone Logging Focus request for support to stop old growth logging. This item was received for information. BC Hydro Street replacement, the lights, the project. Mayor Buchanan gave a verbal update. The timeline for a decision on this replacement project has been shortened. This item, along with the streetlight maps, will be brought back to the next council meeting. Again, I intervened in this, suggesting that we go to motion-sensitive lights that would be off in the normal position and only on if somebody or a car was around. You know, there are people that don't. Our council had a hard time understanding that there are actually people who don't like streetlights. When I was on the Ratepayers Association and Protection Island off Nanaimo Harbor, we fought putting streetlights in all the time. And, you know, I think there are lots of people that I've talked to here who do not appreciate the streetlights. You know, they're invasive. They're invasive at night. Anyway, they're all going to be changed to LEDs, so we're going to see what that's like. And again, there wasn't a lot of support for my idea of motion-sensitive lights, although they are very common in Europe. The census. It was moved and seconded. Village of Alert Bay support the 2021 census. Encourage the residents to complete their census questionnaire online at www.census.gc.ca. Accurate and complete census data supports programs and services that benefit our community. Then the information will be shared on village websites, social media platforms, and local bulletin boards. And that we acknowledge Twinkle Fallington as the census rep. This is all carried. Invasive plant, Scotch broom. There's a resident to organize committee. And moved and seconded a letter sent to the volunteer committee to reflect council support of this initiative, including the promotion of the campaign and provision of some equipment. BCCDC COVID-19 speak round to survey request for promotion of the survey. Was moved and seconded the survey information be shared on our website, social media platforms, and the local bulletin boards. It was carried. Correspondence for information, Namgis First Nation, C2C approval, event dates, RCMP, COVID-19 update, tree cutting permit, 93 Orca Way, approve for information, province of BC funding update, upcoming deadlines, FCM budget 2021, significant news for rural communities, Alert Bay Visitor Center, Facebook page stats, check listings and visa payment breakdown, FCM Exciting AC 2021 workshop details. So these items were all received for information. And then we had council reports. Barry Buchanan participated in two regional district EOC meetings via Zoom, two regional district personnel committee meetings via Zoom, participated in Namgis First Nation health meeting with the regional district, participated in an in-person tri-authority meeting, attended a special meeting of council regarding public works matters, participated in a regional district regular, in-camera, and hospital board meetings, checked the number of streetlights in Alert Bay to determine the accuracy of the BC Hydro records, and he attended a public engagement essentials webinar that we are all actually registered to do this. And he made a site visit and walked through a lot at Willow and Cedar and responded to numerous calls and emails. Councillor Gordon attended a special meeting of council regarding public works matters, attended a meeting with the library board regarding their limited space and options to expand, and spoke with the board harbor manager regarding the cleanup being done at the docks and how the harbor building space is currently used. Councillor Granger attended a special meeting of council regarding public works matters, attended a meeting with the library board regarding their limited space and options to expand and their request to expand, and participated in a CBLAC, Senior Elders Better Living Advisory Committee, via Zoom. Councillor Hill, that's me. I attended a special meeting of council regarding public works matters about the firewood and the slash disposal. Attended a meeting with the library board regarding their limited space and their request to expand their space. I attended the public engagement essentials webinar, and one thing in that webinar that stood out to me was that the job of an elected official is to ascertain what the public wants. It's like I've said this all along, like with the golf carts. If the survey had come back, you know, predominantly people against having golf carts, and you know, I wouldn't sort of push for having that. It's not like I want to ram what I want down everybody's throat. It's like if there's agreement within the community, then let's do it. So I think that that's the job of the elected official. You think about what the council is doing now with all of these new regulations and 8 building inspections, and I don't think, well, I'll be surprised. I mean, if everybody wants that, then I won't oppose it. But if people are opposed to it, I will oppose it. I think that's our job. I spoke with a resident about the old Lions Club Park. The swing needs repair. I saw that Grand Bend, Ontario has passed a bylaw allowing for low-speed electric vehicles in their community and encourage them. In fact, there was a company actually makes these small, slow electric vehicles based in Vernon in British Columbia. I suggested that if the golf cart initiative goes ahead in Alert Bay, we should petition ICBC to lower their rates. A couple of years ago, they doubled the rates on golf carts, and I think since this is environmentally favorable, we should be getting a very preferred rate on our insurance for these. So that's something else that I will begin working on. I attended the Harbor Building to measure and view the current use of the space. The upstairs are currently unused, a beautiful space. I wondered about that as a new visitor center, although CIO McNish advised council that Destinations BC may have accessibility requirements for visitor centers, which may prohibit an upstairs location. Okay, we'll see if they do. He also provided information on the history of the efforts to relocate the visitor center, the vote, and the public feedback that received in 2012. This file is available at the office. So anyway, I did talk with the harbor manager, and I think that there is a nice position there for a visitor center that would then allow the library to expand. But we're collecting information and data on that, and it would be interesting to hear some opinions from the community about this too. Again, you know, if people are in favor of expanding the library, give us more of a seniors drop-in area there. It would be very advantageous for the village, so let us know. Councillor McGregor attended a special meeting with council regarding public works matters. She attended a public engagement essentials webinar, like we all did. Completed 2 surveys, one on the impacts of COVID, one for the local age-friendly assessment, and participated in a CBLAC Senior Elders Better Living Advisory Committee via Zoom. Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, department responded to 2 call-outs. A structure fire caused by overheated cooking oil, which the homeowners were able to extinguish, and we did an emergency assist for the ambulance. The Namgis have approved the fire department request to hold a cleanup on the Dr. Pickup property across from the government wharf, and a date has not been determined. Lyle McNish, 5-year financial plan, tax collection, moved and seconded that staff provide the 2021 to 25 5-year financial plan bylaw for initial reading at the May 3rd special council meeting. This was carried. Moved and seconded staff prepare the appropriate 2021 tax rate bylaw with no alternative municipal tax collection scheme bylaw for initial reading at the May 3rd special meeting. This was carried. Campground rentals. It was moved and seconded that short-term rentals at the campground be suspended. This is sort of provincial regulations that we suspend short-term camping. Commencing on April the 26th and ending on the morning of May 25th, 2021, this was carried. So hopefully this is all going to wind down after the May long weekend. We're all crossing our fingers here. Lyle McNish, local government development approval program. The staff submit an application. It was moved and seconded that we submit an application for grant funding for the Village of Alert Bay Development Approvals Improvement Program through the local government approvals. Anyway, this was carried. There was no question period. We did have an issue to deal with in camera, which the odd time we do have these issues that we have to deal with where we would, if there were public there, exclude the public from it. And we did, it was a short issue that we dealt with, and there was nothing to report on that issue. The meeting then was moved back into the normal arena, and the meeting was adjourned at just before 7 p.m. Thanks very much. Talk to you next time.